Is insider selling a red flag? The truth behind the headlines. Hold up. There's a certain thrill when you first start buying stocks on your own. You feel empowered, independent, maybe even a little smarter than your friends who are still stuck in index funds. And in bull markets, you get rewarded for that confidence. But then something changes. You start seeing headlines. Zuckerberg sells $140 million in Meta stock. Nvidia execs dump shares ahead of earnings. Elon cashed out again. And suddenly, that pride in picking your own stocks gets twisted into anxiety. Wait, do they know something I don't? This episode is here to answer that, because insider trading, the legal kind, and was one of the most misunderstood parts of investing. Today, you're going to learn why insiders have to sell at certain times, why it's not always bad when they do, and when it actually is something to worry about. Let's break this down. SEC mandated trading. Windows insiders, that's your CEOs, CFOs, board members, aren't allowed to buy or sell whenever they want. They can only trade in what's called an open window, usually right after earnings are reported and before the next quiet period. So, if you see a bunch of sales in July and earnings are in August, it's probably because they're about to get locked out from selling. The timing looks suspicious, but it's literally the only time they're allowed to sell. So don't panic. Rule 10, B51, sales. The pre-scheduled exit next. Let's talk Rule 10, B51. This rule lets insiders pre-schedule their sales. They pick the amount, timing, even price conditions, months in advance. That's why you'll sometimes see a CFO selling like clockwork every quarter. It's not shady, it's compliance. They set it up so they can't be accused of timing the market. Now, if you see unscheduled discretionary sales, especially in big size, that's when you raise an eyebrow. But context matters, hedging risk or taking profit. Let's take Nvidia as an example. Stocks up over 200% in a year. Valuation is sky high. Expectations are basically invent AGI and colonize Mars. If you're the CFO and your net worth is tied to this rocket ship, wouldn't you want to lock in a little? That's not insider panic. That's wealth management. The real signal is when multiple insiders start selling big blocks and they're not using Rule 10b5-1. That could mean they see a storm brewing. When it is a red flag, here's your checklist. Checkmark cluster selling, CFO, CTO, general counsel, all dump shares in the same week. Pay attention. No history, big action. If a founder who's never sold suddenly offloads millions, that's worth noting. Timing before unknown events. Selling right before an unexpected earnings guide down or lawsuit? Not a coincidence. Combine that with technicals, like overbought charts, failed breakouts, and that's when you tighten stops or rethink conviction. Now, listen, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, and this podcast, like all of them, is for education and entertainment only. Please consult a licensed professional before making investment decisions. But I've been in this game for 20 years. I've seen what happens when people blindly follow hype. And I've seen what happens when someone actually takes the time to understand why a stock is moving the way it is. That's what this show is about. Not just teaching you the mechanics, but helping you build confidence through clarity. So next time, someone tells you Zuck is selling, must be bad. You'll have the tools to say, maybe, maybe not. But here's what I'm looking for. That's how pros think. And now, so do you.